She had just finished his painter
to come and to examine the painting. On the cup that the Lord Jesus held high together. And he had allowed that cup to the table in intricate detail. Naturally, that detail captured the gaze of the fellow painter and wiped not the cup. Fortunately, how guaranteed not the cup, the hour says that we are the Last Supper as believers. Like, and that's my call to each one of us this morning. And we form us sacrifice. You see, communion is really to be a silent proclamation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus, and properly under the gospel of salvation. How? Well, that all begins with the symbol 2, verse 15. I have fervently desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you that I will not eat it again until it is fulfilled in the kingdom. And then gave it to them and said, this is my body which is given for you. Jesus speaks of his body as something that is given for others. He is describing his body that will soon be nailed to the cross as a sacrifice. Jesus spoke these very important words on the occasion of the Passover feast. Lamb, they would roast it, and then they would eat a portion of that lamb during this very feast. And that sacrificed lamb was to run the Exodus. Remember, in the early chapters of the book of Exodus, the people of God were in slavery, the Egyptians, and yet Pharaoh stubbornly refused to let God's people go. And in a final climactic plague called the death of the firstborn, God said he passed, the firstborn male would be struck dead. Lamb, and to paint its blood on the doorpost of their homes, so that when the destroyer passed by their households, he would see that he would pass over that household and move on. Spare someone from destruction and from death. And when the Lord Jesus says on this very important occasion that his body has been given, that he is saying that just as a lamb was sacrificed in the place that had been substituted for a lamb, he was serving as the sacrifice by which we could escape the wrath and destruction from first to last. The first chapter of the gospel, John the Baptist sees the Lord Jesus and he proclaims. And then the final chapters of John's gospel, we are told that as Jesus suffered on the cross, the Roman soldiers came to hasten his death along with that of the thieves crucified on to smash their shin bones. Most victims of crucifixion died by substitution, inhale and exhale. And once their shin bones had been smashed, they would no longer be able to breathe and would quickly suffocate. But do you remember what happened when the soldiers had already died? And so they withheld the mallet and did not break his bones. Fulfill the prophecy that said, not a single one of his bones shall be broken. Did you know that you can search all the prophecies about the Messiah in the Old Testament? Do you know what you will find? You will find verses like Exodus 12:46 and Numbers now. Take none of the meat outside of the house and do not break a single one of its bones. Through details like this, the Apostle John, and by his death, he has rescued us from the death and destruction, firstborn male from death and destruction in the days of the Exodus. I've said in your outline that the bread then is a picture of our justice court of law. It's when the judge slams down his gavel and declares the accused the forgiveness that we have received as followers of Jesus Christ, in which he has erased all of our sins from the sight of the heavenly judge and made us clean. That justification, that declaration that we are not guilty, that our sins deserve in our place,
so that we could escape that punishment.
But then the Lord Jesus holds up a cup. Anyway, he took the cup after the supper and said, "This cup is the new covenant established." Now, normally, when we celebrate communion, we assume that the cup symbolizes essentially the same thing that the bread does, that it is a picture of Jesus atoning. The cup symbolizes far, far more. You see, offer sacrificial animals in their pursuit of forgiveness for their sins. They also offered sacrifice when they were initiating between two parties. That was binding and had to be kept. "I'm going to bless your seed, and I'm going to give him this land of promise." And Abraham says, "How can I know that you will keep your covenant with me?" And God commands, "Go pass between Abraham. May I become like the author to Abraham." Through an act, a covenant, and it required an act of cutting, that is, the slaughter of a sacrifice. The cup is the new covenant established by his blood. What he's saying is, my sacrifice, I die for your sins in your place to provide forgiveness of sin to you. But on the other hand, it is a covenant initiating sacrifice. His people that begins a sacrificial death. Just like Jeremiah says, "I'm going to make on the lips of Jesus at the children of Israel during the Exodus." That's a Old Testament law. Power to them to do it as a husband. It's not going to be a covenant written on tablet. "Put my law within." He means in the new covenant priorities. He's going to change. The prophet speaks of a very similar thing. He says, "I'm quoting the will cause you to." Now, frankly, the new dramatic change in his life. It also entails, but the point that who died for ours is far more than that. Formation. God writes his law on our heart. He imparts his Holy Spirit to us to make. He transforms so that while the judge, the cup symbolizes what more and more righteous of God as well. But don't overlook the fact, even more clearly by Matthew with his disciples, "Take this fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God." Jesus will never drink of again is the cup that is served at the very climax of the last. "Drink of again until the kingdom of God." Writers insist heavenly glory in the last together in a great bank feast. And what revelation, when Jesus says, "I'm not going to drink the cup ever again," the time of the second coming. And to the forgive the Last Supper of his glory, doing to the miracle of partially transformed the very character of the Lord. At last, we are what now all we used to be as far and temptation, and more times than we refuses to yet drink our struggle with sin. Completely transforming us and is great day in his epistle when he says, "Now, this very minute, we are the children of God." That when he see him as of glorification, when God's been removed, his gracious judgment corruption, the bread have been completely forgiven and pronounced of our sanctification, Holy Spirit, holy moment glorification, proclaim the Lord's death, what? Until he comes. It looks to that day when he commands us. Let's pray. In remembrance of the Lord's sacrifice that grants us forgiveness of sin.